Larry Flint, who built Hustler magazine into an adult entertainment empire, has died at the age of 78. Mr. Flint will also be remembered by some as a champion of the First Amendment, taking some cases all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The attorney who represented him in many of those cases is Buffalo's Paul Cambria, and we talked to him earlier this morning. You knew him well. Can you talk about his motivation? In these cases, was he trying to build his business, or did he really, you know, have a feeling that he was helping to protect the First Amendment?
He was the real deal. I represented a lot of people who had, you know, used the First Amendment to try to, gain some kind of economic advantage or something. Flint wasn't that way at all. He really was a believer. And every case that we filed on his behalf was because he was trying to, you know, move the needle and promote the First Amendment.
You know, reading some of the stories about how he went about doing this, there's one case where he goes to Georgia and opens his own store to sell Hustler magazine. Can you talk about his motivation about doing that?
Yeah, what happened is there was a threat by prosecutors down there to the local distributor, Ed Elson, E-L-S-O-N. And so Elson had a big company. He was in all the airports and everything. And he didn't sell any of the men's magazines, the Playboys and Hustlers and all the rest of it, because of a threat. So Flint went down and rented a little kiosk on the street and sold it himself. And actually, that's what led to him being shot, because while he was selling it, a prosecutor from a little town called Lawrenceville came over and arrested him. And he was on trial in Lawrenceville when they shot him.
You were there when he got shot.
I sure was. Shot him and our local counsel right in front of me.
And can you describe that moment, you know, what that was like? It must have been terrifying.
Well, it was. I mean, it was, you know, out of the blue. And of course, he was severely wounded. He was paralyzed. We went off to a very small little hospital. And there was a surgeon there who, you know, was like doing a gallbladder operation and interrupted that to work on Flint, saved his life. And it was crazy times, because Flint had a relationship, a friendship with Jimmy Carter's sister, who was an evangelist preacher. And she came down while he was in surgery. She flew down to be by his side and do a prayer vigil and all this stuff. So, you know, here we are, a client shot, lawyer shot, and the president's sister's praying. It was pretty different time.
And then finally, just recalling him as you do, you knew him well, if I'm not mistaken. He actually attended your wedding as well. How will you remember Larry Flint?
Well, I mean, he was a big part of the legal things that I did for him. Obviously, I mean, we sued the Defense Department because they didn't allow reporters on the battlefield at the Afghanistan War. He had the famous lawsuit with Jerry Falwell, went to the United States Supreme Court and won. I mean, the guy was just amazing, and there were a lot of legal challenges that he asked me to do on his behalf that we won and really made a difference. I mean, when he sued Rumsfeld, the next thing you know, we had press access to the battlefield. So it wasn't just a matter of the politicians telling you, well, here's what happened today. You know, the reporters were actually there to see what actually happened. And a lot of important stuff.
Paul Cambria, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.